would have to be one of the toughest jobs going round. And mums often feel that they go unnoticed, that nobody values their enormous sacrifice. Today we're going to meet a faithful mother who, as it turned out, ended up having a huge impact in this world. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take another look at how God so often works powerfully through ordinary people from a different perspective. Of all the jobs someone could have in life, have you ever wondered what would be the toughest one? I've had a chance to think about that, and I reckon being a mother would be the hardest of all. Of course, that's not an option to at least 50% of us, but being a dad's hard sometimes too, of course. But I don't know. To me, there's something so incredibly special and sacrificial about mothers. Carrying the child, the pain of childbirth, the night feeds, and mostly these days it's still the mum who stays at home with the teething and the dirty nappies, you know. It's rewarding but tough, and so often the mother has to put her career on hold. It must be really hard. So often mum just wants to be her own person for a while, to have some adult conversation for a while. My hunch is that some days mothers feel undervalued, ignored, forgotten by everyone. And yet, you know, the two sides of the motherhood coin, the sacrifice on the one hand and the reward on the other, they are so special. I think the sacrifice is so much part of the reward, seeing the kids grow up, seeing them develop, seeing them become independent. And you mix mum's sacrifice into all of that. What must go on in a mother's heart who has borne this child? You get a sense of that as a dad, but I think you'd agree with me. Being a mother is so very special. Through all those different stages, through bearing the child for 9 months, through the pain of childbirth, and then the feeding and the toddler and the school and the teenage years and the young adult, they all have different stages and different joys and different challenges. But they all along involve sacrifice. They all involve giving, making a long-term investment. And you know, when I was a kid, I never appreciated what my parents did for me, not even as a young adult. It's not until you kind of have to start making your own way in the world and bring your own children into the world that you realize the enormity of the sacrifices that your mother and your father made for you. And so much of being a mother is mundane. It's routine. It's a grind. Women often say, no one notices me. No one appreciates me. I do this stuff day after day after day. Takes me all day sometimes and half the night. And no one appreciates me. No one even notices. Let me ask you a question. Does God notice? I mean, does God show up in that place? Over the last week and a half or so on the program, we've been going through a little group of programs called Little People Used by a Big God. Because you know something? I think we need to know that God does show up. I think we need to know, and I think mothers need to know, in those difficult times, God is in that place with you. He hasn't left. He knows exactly what's going on. God is in that place with you. I'd like to introduce you today to two mothers. One's called Lois. The other one's called Eunice. The Apostle Paul was responsible for telling much of the known world in the first century about Jesus, and he wrote almost half of the books of the New Testament of the Bible. You have to say, Paul is right up there on the biblical A-list. You know, names like Abraham, Moses, David, the Apostle Peter, and of course, Paul, he's one of the A-list. You know, he's one of the red carpet figures in the Bible. He's one important, high-profile dude. Did God notice Paul? Of course he did. Paul was a superstar. And yet along his journeys, Paul meets a young man who effectively becomes his apprentice, a young minister. This young man's name is Timothy. Now, Timothy is not as well known as Paul. He's not one of the biblical A-list names. You'd probably have to say Tim would be B-list. Paul writes two letters to Timothy in the New Testament. They're letters of guidance from an old hand in ministry to this young, fresh, but really talented and gifted young minister, Timothy. And they're beautiful, warm, and loving letters. In the second letter, in chapter 1, verse 5, the Apostle Paul writes this verse. He said, "I really, really want to see you again, Tim. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois, and then in your mother Eunice, and now that lives in you. For this reason, let me remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you." So Paul writes to young Tim, and he remembers Tim's mother Eunice, and he remembers Tim's grandmother Lois. This is one verse, the only place in the whole of the Bible that Lois and Eunice appear. But what a beautiful reminder of the impact that a mother can have from one generation to the next. If Paul is on the A list and Timothy is on the B list, well, Lois and Eunice, well, they're really just extras. You know, their name get mentioned once and that's it. Yet Paul speaks of a beautiful faith that is in Timothy, and he says, look, you know where that faith comes from, Tim? It comes from your grandmother Lois, and when she passed it on to your mother Eunice, and then your mother Eunice passed that faith on to you, Tim, on to you. And young Timothy ends up impacting hundreds, even thousands of people with God's love. Being a mother is one great sacrifice, but it's not just a sacrifice. It's an investment that lives on. I imagine that when Lois was bringing up her young daughter Eunice, I imagine there were some tough days. There were no disposable nappies back in those days. I imagine that when Eunice was a teenager, Lois had problems with her, and yet somehow through all of that, Lois talked to her about God. Lois passed her faith on to Eunice, and then Eunice gave birth to little Timothy. He was a boy. He did stuff all boys do. He probably did all the stuff that teenage boys do, all the stuff that maybe your teenage boys have done, and yet Eunice talked to him about God and passed her faith on to him. They experienced all the things that mothers experience today and then some. And yet Timothy went on to touch thousands of people with the love of Jesus Christ because of what Lois passed on to Eunice and what Eunice passed on to Timothy down through the generations. Some days we wonder whether these kids that we've loved and sacrificed for, whether they will ever turn out okay. God's message to each mother today is that you have such an incredibly important job to do. From Lois to Eunice, to Timothy, to thousands of people. And on those days that it's hard, and on those days that you look at your teenagers and you just want to scream, on those days when you as a mother feel as though no one notices and no one cares and no one understands, on those days, Jesus Christ is with you in that place. On those days, he notices. On those days, he wants you to taste and experience his love and his encouragement for you. As you grow in your relationship with him, as you develop a faith and a joy of knowing Jesus, you have the most incredible opportunity to put that seed into your children, like Lois did for Eunice, like Eunice did for Timothy. And Lois and Eunice must have looked at that little boy, Tim, as he grew up into a young man and started doing things in the name of Jesus Christ. They must have said, what an amazing harvest. What an investment that was so worthwhile. God uses little people like Eunice, like Lois, like you, to plant seeds, to serve children, to make them ready to go and do things that God wants them to do. God is a huge God, but he uses little people just like you and me. Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family, so we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well.
I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.